Hey, welcome to Praying the Psalms, a daily podcast from Doxa Church in Madison, Wisconsin. As the church still finds itself isolated from one another physically, we are trying to read and study and pray through the Psalms together kind of every day as just a way to join ourselves together spiritually. We want to slow down, get a bigger picture of God, a clearer picture of ourselves, but most of all, we want to join ourselves together around the one who's joined himself to us. So if you haven't already, pull out a Bible, and this morning we are spending some time in Psalm 133. So if you haven't actually pulled it out yet, pull it out and just look at it. It's pretty short. And this is what it says. It says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore." Now, this is a very interesting psalm. It involves some bros. It involves beards and beard oil. It involves mountains, right? At first kind of reading, it seems like this could be like a contender for the Bible verse that you put in your man cave, right? It has all the right ingredients. But one of the things that's interesting about this psalm is that it isn't about God necessarily, but it's actually about one of the greatest gifts that he gives us, right? It's actually a prayer about one another, about community, about fellowship. And it isn't just something that the psalmist wants us to notice or think about, but he wants us to behold, right? He says, "Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity or dwell together." I remember a number of years ago when I first started to kind of pray through the Lord's Prayer regularly, one of the things that kind of struck me was actually the very first word, right? Because as you're saying this prayer, the very first word that you speak, it sets the tone for the whole prayer, and it's not kind of a minor or unimportant thing. And so you would think that the prayer would start with just God's name or something about his glory, but it actually starts with the word "our," right? It says, "Our Father who is in heaven." And I remember one day sitting and thinking about this, and I actually started to kind of realize that this theme of just like our Father, us, like the community of the saints is actually everywhere in the Bible. All right, even though Adam was walking and talking with God himself, it was still not good for him to be alone. And so God creates this community, brings Eve in, and they become kind of joined together into this family. And one of the things that Jesus did more than anything else was he actually spent time with his friends. And actually, so much of the New Testament is actually about how to live in the community of God's people together, how to be unified. And one of the inescapable realities of Christian salvation is that as soon as you become joined to Jesus in salvation, you actually become part of his family. And this isn't a negotiable thing. This isn't an optional thing. It's just like the Bible has no category for a Christian who's following Jesus on his own. But every single person who follows Jesus follows him arm in arm with other brothers and sisters who are also on the same journey. Actually, to be a Christian means to be involved with other people who've also been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And all of us have had kind of different experiences with our families growing up, and we've even had different experiences with different Christians. And actually, we've all kind of had moments where we've been part of communities that have brought more pain than pleasure. But this psalm is about how good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters dwell in unity. One of the things this psalm actually caused me to do, and I think it actually be helpful for all of us to do this morning or this evening, whenever you're listening to this, is actually just to stop and reflect on who are some of the brothers and sisters in your life that have just been there for you. Like I remember I was thinking back to some of the friends I've had in college and have kind of stuck with me through the years, kind of just these Christian brothers that I've just been walking with for years and years. And when I think of this psalm, I think of them. And I think this is actually really good for us to do. And so I want to encourage you, even as you just think about this psalm of just saying, how good is Christian community? How good is it when brothers dwell in unity around this common goal of the gospel? And I want us to actually take some time and think about who is that for you? Who are the brothers? Who are the sisters that you just look at, and when you read the psalm, it reminds you of them? So take a minute and think about that. Now, kind of as you're thinking about that, I actually think this would be a really good opportunity today to just maybe you live next to them, maybe they're your roommate, maybe they're your friend, maybe they're even your spouse, right? But just like talk to them, maybe write them a letter, like send them a text, send them a call, like just talk to them about who they are and what they mean to you. Because this is a psalm that isn't just about us and God, but it's actually meant to be about us and our community. But maybe some of you, as you were even thinking about that, you don't have people like that. You don't necessarily know how to answer that question. And so I think that the psalm is actually helpful for us, no matter where you are on that spectrum, because I think it actually gives us some ways that this psalm intends to shape our hearts and minds to be the kind of people who experience God's community in the same way that the psalmist does. And so one of the first things that I see in the psalm is that Christian community is beautiful when we remember that we share the same goal, right? This is a song that's meant to be sung arm in arm as Israelites are kind of walking up the hill to the temple in Jerusalem. And, you know, we know just from like living in community that the best and most rewarding human relationships are always those that are built on shared experiences or kind of these common goals. And one of the questions this psalm caused me to ask as I was just praying through it is what my relationship with the Christians around me is really being built upon. Right? Is it being built upon just kind of the shared interest of kind of hobbies or enjoyments of life? Or is it really being built on this like kind of rock solid foundation that we are worshipers of God? Because what makes Christian community worthy of beholding is that the thing we share is something that actually only Christians can share. Right? That the goal of our lives is to experience the presence of God and respond in worship. And so one of the things this psalm is doing is that it's training us to say, like, this is the goal of Christian community. This is the goal of our relationships. And when this is the common goal, when this is the shared goal that we talk about and dream about and pray about and live kind of life leaning forward into, that is when our relationships are good and pleasant and beautiful. But there's another thing that's beautiful here. And I think it's that when we remember that we actually share the same problem, and we actually have the same solution. He has this interesting line, right? He says, it's like the precious oil on the head running down the beard, on the beard of Aaron. It's kind of flowing over his robes. Now, we can be honest. This is actually kind of a strange image for most of us, right? You're like, what does this have to do with friendship, right? And unless you're like a guy who's really into like beard oil, right? You're like, I don't know what this has to do with anything. But what is actually being described is a ceremony of anointing a priest. Right, you'd pour oil on their head, and it would literally run down their face, and you know, if you're a Jewish guy, it'd run down your beard. And it's this basically picture of a priest being anointed. Aaron was the one that kind of the line of God's priest came from, and so it's just this depiction of the anointing of the priestly line of God's people. One of the things that unites Christians together more than anything is that we are all sinners in need of salvation. And what this psalm is saying is he's saying, actually, being in a beautiful Christian relationship with a brother or sister is kind of like this priestly ceremony, right? It's because we all need good news. Because we're sinners, we have the same problem. We need good news. We need grace. We need a sacrifice that can cleanse us from our sin. And this is Jesus. Right? It isn't who we are in and of ourselves that unites us together, but actually what unites us together is who we are in Christ. And Christian community is beautiful, and it's most beautiful and good and pleasant when we see our brother and sister as a priest that has been anointed by God to preach and speak this good news over us. This is actually how Bonhoeffer says it in his book, Life Together. He says, the Christian needs another Christian who speaks God's word to him. He needs this person again and again when he becomes uncertain and discouraged, for by himself he cannot help himself with the truth. He needs his brother as a bearer and a proclaimer of the divine word of salvation. He needs his brother solely because of Jesus Christ. The Christ in his own heart is weaker than the Christ in the word of his brother. When his own heart is uncertain, his brother's is sure. This is what it means to view the other person as this anointed priest. It's this person who's actually able to speak the words of life into you in a way that we just can't seem to speak into ourselves. Christian community is beautiful because we share the same problem, but we also share the same solution, but we also share the same anointing. An anointing to preach the good news of grace and mercy and salvation, not just to those outside the church, but to those inside the church. And most mornings when we pray, we're asking the question, right, what is my relationship with God like? But this morning, I think we're meant to ask what our relationship with his people is like. And the psalm is telling us that it is actually something that is worthy to behold. Bonhoeffer, in his book, Life Together, he later says it like this, and this is just how I want to end. It just says this: our community with one another consists solely in what Christ has done to both of us. This is true not merely at the beginning, as though in the course of time something else to be added to our community, but actually remains so for all the future and to all eternity. I have community with others, and I shall continue to have it only through Jesus Christ. The more genuine and the deeper our community becomes, the more will everything else between us recede. The more clearly and purely will Jesus and his work become the one and only thing that is vital between us. We have one another only through Christ, but through Christ we do have one another, wholly and for eternity. Christian community, those who are on a journey to the presence of God to worship him, is something that is beautiful and worthy to behold. And it's something worthy to pray about. So let's do that this morning. Our Father, we love you. You are our dad, and you have put us in a community. And so, God, we rejoice in that community. God, we rejoice in the Christian brothers or sisters that we have that love us and like preach the gospel to us. And it's like this beautiful, just like this oil that is like anointing over a priest. We feel that reality. That we've felt that anointing from those in our life who've spoken good news to us in a way that was powerful and life-changing. And so, God, I just pray that today our relationships with our brothers or sisters would be ones that are unified around Jesus. That his glory, that your glory would be the thing that unites us together, the thing that holds us together, the object of our affection. And would we be the kind of people that can honestly look around and just behold the community that we have, because we are all on this road to Zion. We're all on this road to your presence to worship you. So God, join us together, unify us in your name. Amen.